Congresswoman Julie Fedorchuk, how did the meetings go and what did North Dakotans ask you about?
I thought the meetings were really productive. I loved the opportunity to have kind of one-on-one conversations with folks. It was a wide variety of topics. We talked, one gal was real concerned about Medicaid and Medicaid changes and some research dollars for children born with fetal alcohol syndrome. There was folks here in concerned about farm issues, farm finances, you know, support for farmers. Had a business person in the biotech industry wanting to talk about the various opportunities we have to diversify our economy with in the biosciences and biotech. So just a great discussion about Ukrainian workers who are here in America and in North Dakota, helping out our business community and wanting to secure their status longer term. So just a wide variety of issues of importance to North Dakotans.
You did mention one woman who was concerned about fetal alcohol syndrome. I talked with Patricia Camisa, mother and owner of Cappuccino on Collins in Mandan. She said she's concerned about the Medicaid spending cuts and the, I guess we'd have to call it big, beautiful law now. Patricia has a son and she's waiting back on a medical diagnosis for him. She says that could qualify him for a Medicaid waiver. Now, Patricia says she believes she was heard by you, Congresswoman, but she said most of what you had to say was Republican talking points. This is a clip of my conversation with her, and I want to get your response afterwards.
It was just that Medicaid was changing and that they would be keeping an eye on how it changes, but that it is getting rid of the wasteful spending. She and the other staff that was in there had spoken about how they would bring these issues to Washington. I can't say that I have a ton of faith. It's really frustrating as a parent and a business owner to hear these things.
What's your response to Patricia?
Well, I appreciated hearing from Patricia, and I tried my best to explain sort of the impact that the Medicaid reforms have. It's discouraging if she thinks it's Republican talking points. It's really just an explanation of what the bill includes and doesn't include. And largely the disabled folks and the traditional Medicaid population isn't impacted by the reforms. They're targeted to the working age, able-bodied individuals, and that's just the reality of the bill. So, you know, I try my best to explain the truth of what is included in the bill, and hopefully over time she'll see the truth of that and the impacts to her child. If he does qualify for Medicaid, she'll, you know, realize that what I was trying to portray was true.
All right. You said previously in-person town halls are unproductive and unsafe since President Trump took office. Sherry McMahon wrote an opinion piece in the Forum July 3rd saying, quote, "Surely the congresswoman should have a better opinion of North Dakotans than to think she's in danger if they face us." What's your response to that? Do you plan to have any in-person town halls in the future?
I still believe that the Fedorchuk forums are the best to reach constituents, a broad number of constituents statewide. Thousands of people can participate at one time, and we have a really productive conversation that's a give and take. There's follow-up questions allowed, and so for the time being, that's the format that I'm going to continue to have for those types of conversations.
What would you say to a North Dakotan that would want you to hold a town hall? Just that someone who may say, you know, you're afraid to talk with your constituents face-to-face in a town hall forum.
I talk to constituents face-to-face every single day. I've had 225 meetings with North Dakota organizations in the last 6 months. I'm widely available by the Fedorchuk forums. Those are face-to-face. I saw one of those people today who came to my meeting, and I recognized him because I saw him in a Fedorchuk forum and he asked a question there. So I think that, you know, I'm going to stand with what I believe is the most productive format for these conversations.
Now, a lot of is going on in Congress. Now, I only have a couple minutes left, but I'm going to give you the platform to speak about anything that you'd like to speak about. What should North Dakotans know you're doing in Washington?
Well, we have a lot of great things underway. Today, I introduced a bill that would repeal the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management's North Dakota Management Plan. That would the current plan that they had approved and finalized at the end of the Biden administration would basically prohibit future coal development on 99% of the coal acres in North Dakota and 44% of the oil and gas acres. It's just an onerous rule that is going to hamper oil, gas, and coal production in our state, be devastating to our communities, our economy, and hurt the ability of North Dakota to help meet the nation's energy needs. So that we're looking to repeal, excited about that, working on a lot of proactive energy policy and agriculture policy and really working hard on behalf of working families in North Dakota to ensure that our country has a strong, competitive business climate for people to be successful in, and that we have a strong and safe America. So really honored to be the voice of North Dakota in the House and working on issues that I believe are important to North Dakota citizens every single day.
All right, Congresswoman Fedorchuk, thanks for speaking with me. I think I heard a turn signal in the background, so if you're in the car, just get wherever you're going safe.
Well, I'm not driving. I'm just riding right now. So awesome. Thank you for the time.